It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We'll continue to bring you updates from the devastation of Hurricane Helene and what's happened down south. Unimaginable 2.5 feet of rain in some parts of the Carolinas, Tennessee, Georgia, 10 states overall, and over 2 million people without power, in some cases not coming back anytime soon.
Larry, right now our rain here extends from pretty much across Washington County, all of Allegheny County, northern Westmoreland County, kind of slowly creeping northward.
And yes, this is the remnants, by the way, of that storm with, it looks like another storm brewing in the Atlantic, and we'll keep you posted. Paul, you helped write an editorial about the TSA and people that bring guns to the airport.
Yeah.
And joining us is Lisa Farbstein, who is spokesperson, strategic communications, public affairs for the TSA. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're on track here. 33, I guess, checkpoint firearms catches so far as of last week, correct?
That's correct. That's as of yesterday now.
Oh, okay. As of yesterday. Walk us through what happened. So everybody's in line to get checked, and when there is a discovery of a firearm at TSA, what happens?
So let's just say that the firearm is in somebody's backpack. So what happens is there's a TSA officer who is viewing the X-ray monitor, and if they see what appears to be a firearm, first thing they're going to do is that they're going to leave that backpack inside the X-ray machine, and they're going to turn off the conveyor belt. Then they're going to notify a supervisor. The supervisor is going to come and take an extra look at the X-ray monitor as well. So you've got the double confirmation. At that point, the supervisor is going to make sure that the police are notified. In this case, it'll be the Allegheny County Police. Then they staff at the airport, and they're going to come over to that checkpoint, and they are going to be the ones that remove that backpack from the X-ray machine. And that's because if indeed they determine that it is a legit firearm and say not a replica, we do not want our TSA officers to be in a position of handling firearms, because that's an accident waiting to happen. So the police, again, will come over. They're going to remove that backpack. They're going to open the backpack, and then they're going to be the ones to confirm, yes, it is a firearm. And in about 90% of the cases, they are loaded. And they're going to have the passenger come to the side. So what happens is, until all that takes place, everybody else in that line has come to a standstill. Now, they're going to come to a standstill. Sometimes they are moved to another lane, which is then going to make that lane even longer, that other checkpoint lane. So the police are pretty quick about coming and responding to the checkpoint, but that could be definitely a delay for several hundred passengers. So keep that in mind. At that point, it is really up to the police whether somebody will be cited, somebody will be arrested, or none of the above. But in any instance, the police will be confiscating that firearm. TSA does not confiscate weapons. The police do.
Lisa, curious to know, do you have any estimate on how many passengers on average are delayed when this happens, when you have to shut down one of the lanes at the checkpoint? How many people are delayed? Is this in the thousands in an annual period?
I do not have anything like that. A lot of it has to do with the time of day. So the early morning rush hour, so airports have rush hours just like highways, and their early morning at Pittsburgh is the busiest time of day, say maybe from maybe 4 to 7 a.m. So right now is probably pretty darn busy at the checkpoint.
So if I'm the person with the handgun that's in my bag at the TSA, what happens to me? You said one of three options, that it's the police, their call, right?
Right. So the police will deal with any criminal citations, any criminal, obviously an arrest will be a criminal case. And TSA also will have its inspectors review the incident, write up a report, and then the individual is likely to receive a federal civil financial penalty. Typically, that can run into the several thousands of dollars. In addition, if an individual is in the TSA pre-check program, they're going to get booted out of the program.
Wow.
So there are some other penalties that TSA can impose as well.
That said, passengers can bring a firearm onto an aircraft, but it has to be checked through luggage that's in the belly of the plane, right?
Exactly. You want to transport your firearm for a flight? That's great. No problem, as long as you pack it the right way. And the way to pack it is first, make sure it's unloaded. You'd think that'd be obvious, but oftentimes it's not, I guess. So you want to make sure it's unloaded, that it's packed in a hard-sided case, that case is locked. And then you take it to your airline check-in counter. And they're going to make sure, basically you're declaring you want to fly with your firearm. And then the airline will make sure that it is that is transported in the belly of the plane where nobody has access to it during the flight. And that's key. You want to travel with it, fine, but nobody should have access to it during the flight.
Lisa, we have a problem because the number of guns that are being stopped at the checkpoints is increasing instead of going down. I mean, you've got, even at that last moment at the checkpoints, you've got huge signs telling people, you know, no guns. And still, what has to change for this to stop?
Well, we need firearm owners to be more responsible, and they need to really pay attention to what is in their carry-on bags. We have a saying, know before you go, and by that we mean make sure that you know the contents of your baggage before you leave for the airport, because you are ultimately responsible for anything that is in your carry-on bag or your check bag. So indeed, know before you go.
All right, Lisa, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And you're probably excited to move to the new airport next year where you'll have expanded service.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited. We are eagerly awaiting the opening of the new airport.
All right. Lisa Farbstein, spokesperson for TSA on the Big K Morning Show. So, Paul, you got the details.
Yeah. It's hard for me to... it's hard for me to understand how someone could be standing there with a gun in their carry-on and be standing there in front of a six-foot sign that just jumps out at you that says, this is something you cannot do.
One guy said his wife put it in there and didn't tell him.
Yeah.
And, well, so far, 33 confiscations. The record was last year at 44, so we've got 3 months to go.
I guess the word isn't getting out, and so how do we change that? I don't know. And perhaps one thing we didn't get into, at least, and she probably couldn't address it anyway, is it an actual federal crime to bring a gun to an airport checkpoint? And if that were a crime, that could be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then maybe that'd be different. You know, because the fines apparently aren't getting anyone's attention.
They're not working.
No.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.